Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, to another great Kenny Talk experience. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show, and I am Kenny Talk, and I'm having a fabulous hump day. Let me get it together, man. My name is Kenny Talk. I got to talk. I'm having a fabulous hump day, man. The weather is beautiful. I'm happy that you guys have made it to hump day. But guess what? We got a show that's about to drop. I got a show that's about to go on before I do the relationship truth of the day. I got a show that's going to drop. I need to let y'all know. It's called You Had Your Chance and You Blew It. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. We're going to be back. We're going to pay some bills only on Dollhouse Radio. But you had your chance in a relationship. And what you did, you went and blew it. You better get ready. It's the Real Relationship.
I'm
Kenny Talk.
Moolala.
And let's go.
Bitch, where I have my money? Y'all should know me well enough. Bitch, where I have my money? Please don't call me on my blood. Pay me what you want it. Ballin' bigger than LeBron. Bitch, give me your money. Who y'all think y'all frontin' on? Like blah, blah, blah. Louis 13 and it's all on me. Nigga, you just bought a shot. Kamikaze, if you think that you gon' knock me. Your wife in the backseat of my brand new foreign car. Don't act like you forgot. I called a shot, shot, shot. Like blah, blah, blah. Pay me what you want it. Don't act like you forgot. Bitch, where I have my money. Bitch, where I have my money. Pay me what you want it.
Bitch, better have my money.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. I am Kenny Talk, and this is Dollhouse Radio, right? And we about to jump into an awesome show, man. The topic of today's discussion is going to be, you had your chance and you blew it. You had the opportunity of a lifetime with a relationship with him or with a relationship with her, and guess what? You blew it. You messed it up. And how many of you guys have ever been in a situation like that? How many? 646-595-4038. Or do like a lot of us do. Y'all hit me up on Facebook and let's chat tonight, right? Hit me up on Twitter. That's Kenny Talk EXP at Kenny Talk EXP on Twitter. Kenny Talk Experience on Facebook. And if you're on Instagram, send me your post on my page. You had your chance and you blew it, face. That shit look like. We about to go in, but before we do, everybody, like we always do, we got to jump. Guess what? The relationship truth of the week. Now, the relationship truth is a post that I put on Facebook, I put on Instagram, I put on Twitter. It's a relationship nugget that I give every single day, every day, right? To help those in need. A lot of people come at my throat about them. A lot of people show me love. You know what we call that, ladies and gentlemen? We call that balance. The spring is here, everybody. Let's get it. All right, the relationship truth. Let me go in real quick. I didn't actually find this one, but I posted it a long time ago, but it was appropriate for today's topic. Today's relationship truth says, when you give your person, your lover, let me get it right. When you give your lover another chance after they messed up, you're actually only giving yourself another chance. What the hell do I mean by that? Let me break it down. I'm going to say it again. When you give the lover another chance after they messed up, in reality, you're giving yourself another chance to be with them. You're not giving them another chance. You're giving yourself another chance to be with them. Speak on it. Okay, let me go to one of my Facebook friends. One of my Facebook friends says, and I appreciate you listening, she says she don't believe that that's true because whenever her lover makes a mistake, it's 100% about him making it up to me in order for me to stay with them. I have a choice to go to leave if I want, but I allow them an opportunity to make it up. Okay, is that what you think? You said, like, yeah, let me go in on it real quick. You said that you allowed them a chance to make up with you and you can go as you please. But we all know, sweetheart, that ain't what you want to do. You don't want to just leave. But if you really wanted to leave, I don't know no female, since you're speaking about a female. I don't know one female stay where she doesn't want to stay for anyone. I don't know one female that'll stay in a relationship where she doesn't want to stay, where things are not working for her. She is going to be gone, and that's just keeping it real. Now, if you disagree with me, sound off. I want to hear from you. If you disagree with me, sound off. I want to hear from you, right? I want to know what's up when it comes to you being in a relationship that you feel like, guess what? You feeling like, man, I'm going to stay with this person that I don't want to stay with just to make them happy. If you do, there's only one thing can come from it. You're going to be cheating on him, baby. Or fellas, you're going to be cheating on him. That's the way it is. Let me go to the phone. Let me go to the my Facebook again, I got somebody else want to speak on it. They said they can feel where I'm coming from because at the end of the day, you work it out because you want to work it out. You know what? That sounds like a good quote. I like that. You're willing to work it out when you're willing to work it out. You're willing to work it out because you want to work it out. That's the way it works. So whenever you hear somebody telling you that I'm going to give you another chance, no, you're giving yourself another chance. That's what's happening. A lot of people didn't like that post, I remember. But we're going to jump right into the conversation. Remember, Dollhouse Radio, follow us on Twitter. You know, Dollhouse be tweeting out some hot stuff. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of cool shows. Dollhouse_radio or at Dollhouse_radio on Twitter. Get at us. Remember, you can always listen to the show as well if you miss it by clicking the link on my page, or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/Dollhouse Radio. And you can find the Kenny Talk Experience and all the other shows, right? But we're going to go right into our conversation. Our conversation today is about you had your chance and you did what? You messed it up. You messed it up. I'm going to start with the ladies, right? Ladies. There was a post that I shared. I'm going to go find this. I don't even know where it is, right? But I want to talk about this post. It was interesting, man. It said a lot about relationships that women have that are like super tight, super good. And the woman actually messes things up with a guy. Guys, how many of you have been in a relationship with a person? You know, y'all kicked it for quite a while. Then when it came down to it being long term or it getting to the next level, what ended up happening is, you know, she didn't make the cut. You know, and when you ask about it, you're like, well, man, whatever happened to such and such, man? Oh, man, things didn't work out with us, man. She didn't make the cut. What are some things that a woman, fellas, I want y'all to sound out. What are some things that a woman can do that breaks the deal or just messes things up for you to make you not want to take the relationship to the next level or not want to be in a relationship long term with them? Because what's happening is that a lot of women get into a relationship with guys or start dating guys or even just simply start having sex with them. Things seem to be going well, but you just don't make it to the next level. Fellas, sound off. What are some things that women do that blow it? Everything was flowing good, but then, ladies, you blew it. We finna help y'all out tonight. Then, after we come back after the, we're gonna have this conversation. When we come back after the break, we probably gonna, you know, we're gonna go into the keeping it real letter. But then we gotta go into, ladies, what do these guys do? What do we do out here that make you feel like, you know what, homie, I gave you a chance. Things were going well, but then you blew it. Let's discuss. Dollhouse Radio, 646-595-4038, if you want to comment. If not, hit me up on Twitter, hit me up on Facebook. All right. So one of the things that I got a guy to hit me up, right? I got some I'm going to read to y'all afterwards, too. Here's a guy says, this is what actually messes things up. Says that things were going smooth until she, fill in the blank, fellas. He said, she was flirting with my friend. All right, man. Ladies, how many of you have ever been in a situation to where you met a guy? He seems nice. You guys start talking. Then all of a sudden, you go out on a couple of dates. And then all of a sudden, he starts kind of bringing you into his world, and he brings you around a couple of his friends. And he bring you around a couple of his friends or introduce you, hey, this is my homeboy, such and such, or this is my best friend, or this is my buddy, whatever. And you look at this guy and think, damn, I wish I would have met him. Ladies, how many of you ever been in that particular situation? Keep it real with yourself. Keep it real with the audience. How many of you have ever been in that situation where it was like, okay, this guy is cool. I like him. Things seem to be going pretty well. However, he introduced me the other day to his friend, and wow. his friend is like, his friend is like 10 times more attractive than he is. Huh? How many of you have been in that situation? In a situation like that. Ladies, what would you do? I'm going to tell you what does happen, because this guy on my Facebook fan, he let me know. That's what happened. You started flirting. You started flirting with his friend. Maybe your friend gave her the eye. She gave him the eye back because she was already attracted. Huh. That's sad, but it happened. So he says that's where the deal breaker happened at. You blew it. You had your chance, and you blew it, sweetheart. That's what he said. Let's go to the next one. Fellas, I need y'all to sound off. I need to know, what do these women do in relationships that actually make you feel like, man, everything was going great. I gave this chick a chance, and she blew it. What is it? Okay. All right, I got a guy saying, this is what he's saying. Thank you for responding, man. We're going to address it. He says, and I'm going to read it verbatim. He says, one of the main things were going good. One of the main things that made him stop talking to the last girl is she started to really, really nag. Really, really. He put really, really on him. Ladies, in a relationship, what are you nagging about? How long were y'all together, man? Hit me up. I want to know. Ladies, what are some reasons that make you feel like you have to continuously tell a guy something? Why can't you chill for a minute? Why does it have to be exactly the way you want it to be? Why does the improvements that need to be made always have to be made by me? And it's crazy. Okay, yeah, he says, that's what he's saying. He's saying, he hit me up right now. He said everything was going smooth, but she started trying to change me. You want to change him that fast? He don't even know you yet, sweetie. How long we all together, man? 2.5 months. 2.5 months is not a long time. So ladies, when you start bringing all those changes, when you start bringing things that could be better, or things that he can improve on, or things that you don't like, or things that, you know what, if you fix this, man, I really like you. You nagging. Like that song the Yin Yang Twins made. You nagging. Why are you doing that? He made the statement. He said, you had your chance and you blew it. It was just like the last one. So he had to cut you loose, ladies. Okay, I got another one coming in. All right. On Twitter. Shout out to Twitter. Says, okay. He says, you started to pressure me about a commitment. Okay, well, I guess up front, you can say in this case, he's saying that you guys didn't really have a commitment up front. You guys were kicking it, or you were dating, or whatever. But then you started putting the smack down on him about, hey, I want to be your only one. How long were y'all dating? Hit me up on Twitter. Y'all got to let me know how long you were dating so we can really discuss it, because we want to help the ladies out, man. We want to give the ladies some game tonight. Yeah. We want to give y'all some game tonight. How long were y'all dating? Why is it important for this person not to pressure you early in a relationship? And what is early? And what is pressure? You know? What is pressure? I got a young lady responding. She was saying, it shouldn't be pressure to get you to commit. You should want to commit. Man, I'm gonna let him respond to that one. I'm gonna let him respond to that one. Man, she's saying it shouldn't be pressure if you with her, if you wanna be with her, you know? What is the problem? Why in the world do you consider this? Why do you consider this pressure, right? You should be like, you know what? Man, baby girl, we kicking it, I'm enjoying you, or what have you. There is no pressure, let's commit. Why aren't you like that? I guess he can't respond, so guess what I'm going to do? I'm gonna respond to the young lady that brought that out there. Fellas, why is it considered pressure when she only wants you to commit to being with her and only her? I'm going to tell you, ladies, here's the reason why. Especially early on in dating, and since we're speaking about you had your chance and you blew it, we're speaking early on in the relationship. Getting to know each other. Getting to know each other. Just talking. Just dating. So you have to understand, guys audition girls differently. Girls audition guys. Let me show you what the difference is. This is the reason why, and if you're just joining us, we're speaking about you had your chance and you blew it. You started pressuring me out of commitment. That's what they say. That's what the fella's saying. But why is that? I'm going to tell you why. Guys audition differently than girls. Girls audition like this. They'll have, let's say, and I might be exaggerating a little, but girls will have about, let's say, 3 guys. Now, 1 guy is going to really be on her outer circle. She speaks to him. She's cordial. She knows that he's attracted to her. But she don't give him any sign at all that he really have a chance at this point. But she also don't give him any sign that he don't have a chance. But he's in limbo. Now, number 2. She treats him a little bit different. She show him a few signs that she's interested. She knows that he's attracted to her. Right? And what she does is she strikes up friendly conversations. She talks to him about a lot of things. She makes him feel like she can really, really talk to him. So she's friend-zoned him. Oh, she's friend-zoned this guy. Guy number 3. This is the one that she feel like, hey, I really can feel this one and I want to give him a shot. That's the one that she's going to date. That's the one that she's kissing on. That's the one that she's going to probably have sex with. This is going to be the one that she's going to pretty much expect relationship from. She's going to be watching him and auditioning him. But notice, guy number 2 and guy number 3, I did not say that she was kissing on them. Absolutely not. She's not going to do that. I didn't say she was having sex with them. No, she ain't doing that. Average woman, she's not going to do that. She keep too close to home. One on the outer circle, one on the inner circle, and one that she's actually dealing with. Right? But it's easy for her to say, hey, I'm committed to you and only you, guy. Why can't you just commit to me? Why can't you just have sex and kiss on me? What do y'all think? Till I go on? If they keep it going, Kenny Talk. Well, this is how a guy auditions. A guy has a young lady in his outer circle. Let's take 3 chicks. And I know I might be shooting the guys low, because we may have more than that. But we got, let's say, a chick or 2 that's on the outer circle. The only difference is with this one is that we let this one know we're really not interested in a relationship. But we can be cool. But we never, ever close the door or make her feel like the option to hang out at times to have sex is not there. That's how we treat the outer circle. The inner circle. Inner circle is almost the same way, but there's a difference. We create a little bit more care around that one. You know, we look at that one like, okay, Well, she real, real cool. You know what I'm saying? But we don't call her every day. We let her do her thing. But the door is open to possibly have sex. We'll actually audition her a little bit closer because of the fact that we feel like this one could be the one. I like her. Right. All right. Let's talk about the one that you're dealing with, the one that he's dating, the one that he is hanging out with, the one that he does have sex with, you know, the one that he spends that time with. He's going to treat her nice, but he's going to make sure she understands that he wants to still take it slow when it comes to, guess what, being in a committed relationship, being in a relationship where, guess what, sexual monogamy exists. But the only difference is that with the guy, the door is open to have sex with all of them. But the guy has to be able to like having sex with you if he's going to be in a relationship with you. A woman is the same, but more so she weighs more towards the connection that you have with her. She wants that more so than sex. But she'll leave the door open for a connection, not for sex. We leave the door open for sex more so than a connection. Right? But we on opposite end of the spectrum. So the reason why a guy will feel like once you start pressuring him that you had your chance and you blew it back to the point is because you're now asking them to actually put off these other people that they're auditioning. And they don't know if they really want to do that. They don't know if they really want to spend the rest of their life with you at that point. I know that was a long, drawn-out explanation. But I had to make sure I break it down for you. Any questions? And you know, my Facebook lighting up right now. And I'm hearing everything from you got to be out of your damn mind. I got a young lady that says that there's no way that I will believe that the average woman keeps these guys around. I'm a woman, and I'm in a relationship, and I only have one option. If this one don't work out, then I'm single again. I'm back on the dating scene. Yeah, okay, I get that. I get that, so I guess, you know, you put all your eggs in one basket. But can't tell me that there is not another option. But no, I take that back. If that's what you say, I believe you. I believe you. Alright, let me jump in real quick. Here are some things. Now, they say these are the seven signs from a guy's perspective. These are the seven signs that your girlfriend isn't meant to be your wife. I'm gonna read this, y'all. I shared this on Facebook. If y'all not my haven't added the Kenny Talk experience on Facebook, what is you waiting on? Okay, number one, it says she's dependent. She's depending on you for everything. Wow, that's a way for you to blow a relationship with a guy, not be, and not make it to the next level with him. Number two. The way you dress. They're trying to say that if you attracted a guy out in the club with your tight dress on, revealing top, okay, your high heel pumps that show off your nice legs, your calf muscles. If you attract them with that, once you do that, you need to start toning down the way you dress out of respect for the fact that you have a man now. You believe that? Now, let me tell you how Kenny Talk is. I do not want you to tone down your sexiness. I feel like from a woman's if a woman is dressing to the point that makes her feel sexy, then she's going to be comfortable around me because I'm going to respect her. I like you, I like you. No such thing as disrespect me by the way you dress. You can't disrespect me. But that's what this says. Her dressing. The way she dressed. Alright, number three. She's rude. Sometimes when we get into a relationship with ladies, what end up happening is you guys get real comfortable. So you start really trying guy. I see a child. Don't get me wrong, a lot of us act like children. They ain't handle a guy like a child just because he's acting like one. At the end of the day, it'll be you'll be disrespected. And no man wants a disrespectful woman. But once you start doing that, you had your chance, and then that blew it, right? It says, emotionally unstable. You sweet one day, and you're a bitch the next day. You got to get control of that. Because once he sees that unstableness, he gone. You had your chance, and you blew it. Self-explanatory. She lies. You're a liar. You had your chance, and you blew it. Okay. You have absolutely nothing in common. And last but not least, you mismanage everything. Okay. Well, you would rather buy an expensive weave than spend money on better things or make decisions that aren't smart where money is concerned, right? Those are things that the guys have spoken on that they feel like are, guess what, deal breakers. They're things that show their ugly faces in relationships that makes a guy feel like, you know, I gave her a shot. Things are not working. On to the next. On to the next. It's a real relationship talk show, everybody. Hey, I'm going in on the fellas next. Ladies, fear not. I'm here for you. I'm going in on the fellas next, right? It's going down. We're going to take a real quick break to pay some bills. You know what I'm saying? Take a real quick break to pay some bills on Dollhouse Radio. And when we come back, it's going to be the Keeping It Real letter that we're going to read, and we're going to jump right into the ladies. I might not read the Keeping It Real letter. I need to jump right on these fellas because I know these ladies are sitting on the edge of their seat, and they want to know what's up. They ready to express themselves about what a guy does after they give him a chance to be with her that he blows. It's a real relationship talk show. We'll be back faster than you can say Cat in the Hat, 646-595-4038, if you want to make your words heard. If not, continue to hit me up on Facebook. It's going down. At the hump day.
Attitude. What's up, baby? I miss you. Where you keep going? You know what I mean? I'm back though, you know what I mean? You can get out for what you want, man. Slip away with me. Hey.
Real good, I said, I pulled her hair, put her legs in the air, and then I
from here to over there. You a freak, you'll never have a thong on. We make thug love, I got a mind gone. I can't remember, I think I met her in Michigan. We sexed on the first night, I never got in touch again. You a bad skin, but you a bad chick. And you're so thick, that's what you gon' get. Hit till you want more, I'm dead in. Hit you to a slow song, make you hit the wrong note. Yeah, hey,
know the back.
Take them clothes off and shut up, bend over, you know what I mean?
She's driving me crazy.
That's the best I can put it. Show.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We back in the building. We're getting everything ready for, guess what, the keeping it real part of the show. But I'm gonna do a little different tonight, right? When it comes to the keeping it real part of the show. Give me one moment. Let me get everything hooked up for y'all. When it comes to the keeping it real. Because you know what? We got somebody that actually, we got a young lady. We're going to keep it real with her situation, right? I'm pulling everything up right now. We're going to keep it real with her situation. Because she just actually, for the part of the show where we are going to start discussing from a lady's perspective, when they give a guy a chance, what are some of the things that he do to blow it, right? I mean, she said something that's kind of interesting. So we're going to jump right on in with everybody. If you're just joining us, we are discussing. Our topic of discussion is, it's a chance, blew it. And look at what I got here. Look it out. Look it out. Said she wanted to speak from setting the expectations up front. She said that she was recently in a relationship with a guy, and she said things were going smooth, very smooth. She said that up front she told him. Now, if you're not ready, any type of commitments, anything like that, well, he didn't let me know. I was like, nah, well, yeah, you know, I am ready. You know, I'm trying to get myself together. I am ready to find me a nice woman and blah, blah, blah. Well, we ended up having, long story short, he tell you, I'm going to keep it real with you. A reason why a lot of guys do that is because how many of us, ladies, how many of you think that guys really believe you when you say that you're not going to get upset about something? How many guys believe you when you say, you can tell me, you can be honest with me. Hey, no guy believe you. So you know what he going to do? He's going to keep up that act. Number one, because he really, really wants sex. He's super hot. He want to have sex with you. I mean, that's keeping it real. He do. On top of that, he knows that if he tell you, well, I'm not really ready for a relationship, but I do want to have sex with you as soon as possible. If you with it. He knows that, guess what? There is a high percentage of things you're going to say, beat it. I'm not with that. I'm looking for something real. I'm not going to give you any sex. No. So he runs the risk of not getting the sex. Also, he runs the risk of pretty much hurting your feelings if he tell you that. Because you'll walk away, oh, didn't work out. No man wants to see a woman like that. The fellas. Young ladies, correct. We need to start keeping it real in 2015. Say what we mean and mean what we say. We think women can't handle it, but they can handle it. We think they can't handle the truth, but they can handle the truth. But ladies, stop. Buzzing car windows out, flattened tires, screaming, throwing temper tantrums, trying to grab a knife, trying to pour hot grits on me like Al Green, or trying to stab me. Stop doing all that, trying to take pills and kill yourself. Stop overreacting. I guarantee you, guys will keep it real. We'll believe what you're saying. Let me go back. Ladies, I'm back. We're going in. That's one thing that she said. Another thing is they say you're too damn sensitive. When guys get too sensitive, guys be playing that Ralph Tresvant card, right? They know a woman loves a man that's sensitive to their needs. When you overdo it, when you start overdoing it, it's so cool at first. So she said she'll give you a chance. When you start to overdo it, or if that's just a part of your personality, you just oversensitive. Nah, you become yuck. I mean, it's like you become just not cool to be around. I'm keeping it real from the ladies' perspective. Tell them, ladies. They said, of course, lying. You got lying up there. Come on, ladies, give me some more. If you're a lady, you want to sound off 646-595-4038. All house video, right? Let me know what's up. Alright, we already discussed lying. Now we got lack of chivalry. Saying nice things to me. Okay. Now we all, we know, ladies. We're going to start off saying some of the sweetest things, whispering the sweetest things in your ear. We're going to start off doing some of the nice things to you. We're going to be opening up doors for you, pulling out chairs for you. You know, we're going to take our jackets off in the rain and lay it down, let you walk over a puddle. When we're walking in the rain and we don't have an umbrella, we're going to take our jacket off and give it to you so you can put it over your hair. So you don't mess it up. Doing all kinds of stuff like that. We giving back rubs, we giving foot rubs, you know, we kissing your hand. That's my dear. But of course, all kind of corny shit. You know what I mean? We're gonna do all of that. But the young lady says what they're saying is that when they saw all of that you're doing, they give you a chance. But then you snatch the rug out from under. And you take all that away. You stop doing it. And when you stop doing it, she feels like, you know what? You had your chance, and you blew it. You did it, fellas. Okay? You did it. What's the next one on the list? Okay. Man, y'all can relate to this. X and other chicks. Being involved with other chicks. Right when they give you a chance. Still got situations going on the outside, but you done already worked on based on how you I need that in my life. I'm ready to sell us. And then 2 weeks pass, you roll over. You get up out the bed, put on your clothes and go to work. Or you go wherever, you go out to the party, you go hang with your friends. Go bowling, go to shoot pool, or you go play basketball. Man, you meet somebody else that looks better. The moon ain't shining. Ain't said nothing about holding you down. Ain't said nothing about being your rock. Ain't said nothing about being committed to you. You just simply just more attractive. Texting her, hanging with her, but you're not around when you made the commitment. Why do we do that? They said they give us a chance to be full crap like that. Tell us, what are we doing? Alright, here's another one. We stop spending money. Make sure I do this. I got to take care of it. What? She asked you for half on her car note. Man, I ain't got no money like that. I can't be doing that. You know, I got to take care of this. I got to take care of it. What? Why did we set that expectation up front? Because we wanted to make her feel safe. We wanted to make her feel comfortable. We wanted to make her feel like, guess what? She had nothing to worry about. She can trust us. Yeah. But we lost him. And then we snatched the rug out of him. That was why we set those expectations. Ladies, it's almost the same. We set those expectations for those reasons I just named. That's why we do it. So the ladies are saying, fellas, that you had your chance and you blew it. When you do those things. I got any more on Facebook? I got one more. I got one more, and I cannot leave without thinking about this one. When we're done with this one, we're gonna shimmy our way on over to the final thought, right? Right. And what is the final thought? The final thought is a little spoken word that I put together. It kind of sums up the show and what we discussed. But we got to touch on this one. Let's touch on it real quick. The ladies are saying that we start off laying the pipe, and all of a sudden, stop laying the pipe. Sex is no longer explosive, but they're saying. They said we start off doing everything, and all of a sudden, stop going off with everything. It becomes routine. And I got one of the fellas that picked me up. He said, what about the ladies? The ladies do that too. We ain't talking about that right now. We on the fellas right now. But you know we can talk about ladies actually starting to let themselves go. Man, used to be real, real fine. And when I got with her, now she want to blow up like Holly the Hole. We talked about that. But back to the fellas, back to the fellas. What makes us become routine and sick? Let's speak on it. Let's be open with our ladies tonight, because we want to give them some game. Those that are just joining, you're listening to the Real Relationship Talk Show. The Kenny Talk Experience is what it's called. And the topic is, you had your chance and you blew it in relationships. Kenny Talk experience. We gonna, I'm gonna tell you exactly what's up. Whether it hurt, whether it make you feel some type of way, it don't matter. We gotta do it. They're saying that when you allow them, or when you guys, when they do everything, when they have sex with you in so many different ways, then what's left? It's nothing left to do now but find somebody else new to do these things to, right? That what makes the thrill be gone. We did a show about the thrill is gone. Well, fellas, what do you expect from a lady? I mean, if a lady is in a relationship with you, she gonna go all out to please you. But you can't trip on the fact that she's giving it up to you in every which way that you like, every way you like. Or she doing extra stuff to really just, you know, show you that she's sexually attractive and she want to you and she want to sexually please you. But you saying when she do that, you get tired of her. Man, I'm gonna tell you why that. Ladies, I'm gonna tell y'all why that happens. I'm gonna tell y'all why that happens. Because if a guy is not mentally attracted to you, now it takes some time for this, and it takes the right woman to do it for the right man. If he's into you mentally, he's into you emotionally, you guys will have a sexual connection that will last. But if he's just 100% physical, then that's what you're going to have to deal with. What do you think? Sound off. You had your chance and you blew it. On the Real Relationship Talk Show. Man, I had fun tonight. It's hump day. The weather was beautiful today. The weekend is almost here. Tomorrow is Thursday, right? The weekend is almost here. And remember, if you missed the show, if you missed the great information that we gave the ladies up front, ladies, you can always click on the link on our Facebook page. Add us on Facebook at Kenny Talk Experience, right? Make sure you do that. Or blogtalkradio.com/dollhouseradio. Go to that website. Find the Kenny Talk Experience. And press play. Yeah. We about to wrap this thing on up. It's about time for the final thought, everybody. So, the object, but let me, before I go to the final thought, I got to say this. One of the biggest problems that we give people chances and they blow it is because of effective communication. I got to take it back to effective communication. We call ourselves giving people a chance, but a lot of times we don't know how to verbalize what is the problem, right? The impact of the problem. That's not being clearly verbalized, right? The main thing that's being verbalized is the issue at hand and it needs to stop, or the issue at hand and it needs to start. When a person don't understand the whys and don't understand the impact behind what you're asking them to start doing or stop doing, then it's not going to register clear enough for them to go in and change it, so they won't have their chance and then blow it. It's a real relationship talk, and it's the final thought. Now remember, we do this every week. Well, you know what? We do this every week, man. Every Wednesday, 7:30, and join us. Real Relationship Talk Show. It's time. Final thought. Final thought goes as follows. The average person don't know what they're doing or did to you until later on after the fact. And when regret sets in, they start to stop listening to their friends. It's only natural. Remorse and want you back. Now we gave them one more chance that would only lead to one more chance until one day you felt it was time to get off that train. When you finally do, you're single again and feeling brand new. You don't realize one that they think they have. And we test those limits in relationships every day. We argue, we fuss over expectation and trust. We're gonna leave, don't change, and we stay. Talk all that, then we stay. Now you had the chance to treat your ex the way she would have loved, but you chose to give her the little that you gave. You try to win them back, only to be unsuccessful, because we try to go back and a closed chapter by the page. So what did I mean by that? The main reason why it's difficult for us to win people back after we make mistakes and move forward, we go back and try to right the mistake. The mistake has already been made. We go back to a closed chapter to try to rewrite a page. That's done. We need to focus on where that person is now in their life and rest assured, let them know that guess what? We're going to do better. Go from that point, and you got a better chance of winning them over. You had your chance and you blew it on the Kenny Talk Experience. Guess what? We'll be back next week. Dollhouse Radio's on. Salute. To all the fellas. Kisses at your lips, baby. Which lips, Kenny? Those lips. That's what I like to say. And I'm going to keep saying it because that's what I like to say. I'm going to keep saying it. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Love, peace. In the Middle East. Hair grease. Now let's release.